I'm delighted to be joined live in the studio by the Vestas.
Hello there.
And the Vestas are Leo Milan and Fintan Mulvihill. And you're both very welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thanks very much. And Jake Elliott, who can't be here.
Yeah, we're missing Jake. And Jake, yeah. If you are listening...
We miss you so much.
We'd like to have you in the studio sometime, Jake, because Jake's a fantastic musician in his own right, great piano player, and a fantastic songwriter. Let's talk about the lad who isn't here.
Jake's so great. I really like Jake.
But what does Jake bring to the band?
He's stunning good looks. He's a great piano player and a great songwriter, great singer. He's the whole package.
He's got a kind of soul-y, bluesy kind of vibe to his music. And part of the Vesta sound is that kind of soul-y, bluesy, easy jazz, folky thing. But Jake has a whole lot of that in his music.
Yeah, he's very original, like his style. He brings, like, we all have different styles and different musical influences, and Jake's out there on his own.
Jake is out there on his own, and he's not here today, so that's why we're giving him a little bit of attention.
He's in school.
And we all have things to learn. Now that's the voice of Fintan Mulvihill. Fintan, you are very welcome to y'all. You're the non-y'all member of the Vestas. How did you get so lucky to hook up with these fine y'all men?
We met in we were studying music up in CSN.
Clashed
Stefan Effa, yeah.
Corky.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. Yeah, with Chris Ahern and Ursula O'Sullivan. And we just started kind of collaborating on songs up there and stuff. And we all write individually, and then we're kind of writing a lot together now as well. So it's great. It's great to have people to bounce ideas off. And
absolutely, and you were so lucky to be getting plenty of time hanging out with the y'all lads. I'm a Dublin, I played with lots of y'all lads, and they never let you forget a Fintan, so I do have some sympathy for you.
Every second sentence.
Every second sentence, yeah.
He'll be thumbing a lift home anyway.
Leo, can I just ask you, the name of the band is the Vestas, right? V-E-S-T-A-S. Where does the name come from?
Don't ask. Fintan? I don't know.
He's deferring to me. Yeah. It kind of has a couple of different meanings. Actually, if you Google it, there's like a wind energy company.
That's right, they're the leading manufacturers of wind turbines based in Denmark. Yeah,
yeah, we're not to do with them.
We're not involved in any windmills.
It's like an old god of the household, of like the fire, of the heart kind of thing. And that's where it comes from.
Well, let's bring the hearth into the room and let's have a tune from the two lads around the fireside, Leo and Fintan, as the Vestas. Let's have a live tune for you. What's this one called, Leo?
This one's called Lost in the Ways, and it's on the EP.
Don't say it's about yawn.
No, it's about going to the beach and just kind of summery song. And summer's coming and all that. So
it's a happy song.
Happy song. Yeah.
Let's hear it, so lads. The Vestas, Lost in the Waves.
The sun shines bright today. We're heading on our way. We're going to sand and sea. But I never felt so free. Yeah. The grass smells so green, it's all about you and me. But I got that summer fever, you know that I'm a sunny believer. We're going for ice cream, this is a beautiful scene. We're living in a dream world. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost in the waves. Get lost, get lost in the waves. Get lost in the waves. I get lost him away. Sun setting low, shop to petit bado, and now it's time to go. Yeah, scoobity bop, petit bop-o. We wash our sandy feet, scoobity bop, petit bado. You never look so sweet. Yeah. Get lost, get lost, get lost in the way. Get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost in the way. I get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost in the way. I get lost, get lost, get lost, get lost in the way. I got all I need, and I feel so free. And that big blue sea, she's looking cool. We are sailing dreams, and the air so clean. And that big blue sea, she's pretty as you. But I got all I need.
Yeah, come on.
Boom, shake the room, live from Studio One, the Vestas. That's a gorgeous track, lads. That's called Lost in the Waves. Fintan, you are the lead singer on that, and Leo was doing the guitar licks and the harmony vocals there. Did you write that one, Fintan?
It's a joint effort with myself and Jake. So we sat down and we said we were going to write a happy song.
Well, you succeeded, Brian. You succeeded. You nailed it. That's a fantastic. And you get the summer vibe off it. I was getting hints of Jack Johnson in the mix there. Yeah. Do you like a bit of Jack Johnson, do you?
Yeah, he's good, yeah, yeah. It's surprisingly difficult to sit down and write an upbeat song.
Kind of drawn to the kind of misery, melancholic kind of side of something.
Misery does love company.
It was a challenge. It was a challenge to write something. Kind of, I think we're getting better at it as it goes on, to keep things a bit up tempo and not get sucked into the vortex of misery.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty to be happy about, really, if you go looking for it, isn't there?
Ice cream. Seaside.
Leo, can I have a chat with you? Because sure. I suppose I've been following your career since you were still a schoolboy. Because
is it a career now?
In Mount Thomas. You're getting there now.
I'm putting you in a box, Leo. I apologise for that. But if I may observe, you served an apprenticeship with local maestro Bobby Lee. He looked after you, and he really encouraged you, and really nurtured your talent at a very important time. Yeah. But the Vestas is another chapter in your life. You've already played with a number of bands and had some great successes over the years. How does the Vestas fit into what you're doing in music so far?
Well, the Vestas are kind of like I do love collaborating with other people, and I play with as many people as I can, and I kind of do my own thing, so I just take it as it comes. But the Vestas are, you know, very important, just in the sense, we recorded this EP, and I think we work really well together. And like, me and Jake have been playing music together since we were like 12 or something. We met in secondary school, and you know, we left secondary school together. we did all this other stuff, and
you both got a red card at the same moment.
We got suspended in first year together. But and all this stuff.
Look at us now, ma.
But we've always kind of stuck together, and we're in a few other bands together and stuff.
Oh, hello there.
That'll be
that's Jake, no.
That'll be Jake ringing in with his apologies. Now, while Leo's answering the phone, Fintan, you recorded this EP in Claycastle Recording Studios here in York with Mr. John Burke.
Yeah.
Had you worked with John before?
No. And my first time, we did a small bit of recording in the college, but it was my first time kind of doing what I would call proper stuff where you have a proper engineer mixing stuff and all that.
And he certainly is a proper engineer. He's a real maestro of the art, Mr. Burke. And I know Leo, you would have worked with John before, and Jake would have as well. But coming in with fresh eyes.
Yeah, he's a great ear. He really knows what he's doing. And he kind of makes the recording process easy, I think. He kind of keeps everyone relaxed. And
he's got a great energy around the recording, because it can be a bit... High pressure.
And of course, he's a fantastically accomplished songwriter and singer in his own right, Mr. Burke. The recording studio is gain, is the live music scene's loss, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to John Burke. But anyway, his life, and he's having a great time doing it. Can we have another tune from the Vestas?
Sure, yeah.
Because you're here in the studio, you're playing live in Yall on at the weekend. We'll talk about that after you play your next live tune. The boys are going to get the strings back in tune. The L string section, they're always the hardest people to work with in the music business for lots of reasons, but we have a proper string section in Studio One today. Fintan Mulvihill and Leo Milan. What's the next tune, lads?
And do Amy, no?
Yeah, we'll do this one Fintan wrote about Amy Winehouse. So it's kind of our ode to.
It's a bit lamenty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're down into the vortex
not
anyway.
Not as happy.
Let's have it. The Vestas tribute to Amy Winehouse as written by Jake Mulvihill. Fintan Mulvihill. Excuse me.
It's all about Jake.
It's all about Jake.
Been a long, long time since I even felt the rain. Since I sat beside my pain. It's been a long, long. It's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time since somebody told me no. Saying, girl, please don't go. Ruin yourself again. Sometimes I'm giving up. I don't know if I'm really living, but I'm too afraid to leave my own front door. The blast of light. What is that for? It's been a long, long time since I walked down to the shop. You know I thought I was the top of the pops, but they ripped me to pieces. It's been a long, long time since I fell free. Since I could be me, yeah. Since I could be Amy. What have I done here? What did I do? I had everything, and everything was you. And my heart is moved to a place where it can rest. You know I really was the best. I really was the best. Shoo-ba-ba-bee-ba, shoo-ba-ba-boo. You don't love me now, and I don't love you. What's a girl supposed to do? What's a girl supposed to do? Come on.
Lovely, lovely, the Vestas. What was the name of that tune, lads?
That's just called Amy.
Just called Amy.
Amy.
You're obviously an Amy Winehouse fan, Finn.
Big fan, yeah. I wrote that after watching the documentary, you know, the thing your man made about her. Thought it was very good. A little bit depressing, but sure, look.
Sad old story. But
well, it is a sad story, and let's be tragic, honest about that. I mean, such a huge talent and such a short life, the 27 Club and all that kind of stuff. Of course, she came to Ireland, she played other voices, and she made a huge impact. Have you seen that footage when she was down there?
Brilliant,
yeah. It was one of those moments where kind of the Irish music scene just went, just caught a fire from this young lady from London. And it's lovely the way that you're commemorating her in music, because we have to remember those who went before us. And
it's nice to pay tribute to people who've influenced you and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially one like her.
Okay, let's move on, lads, because you're playing a gig in Yall in the Marine Bar. Leo, have you played the Marine Bar before?
Yeah, I played a few times.
I thought you had.
I remember playing before years once. Just kind of like kind of supports and stuff.
That's right, yeah, I remember. That's coming back to me. There was lots of hazy nights in the Marine Bar. But do you remember? Yeah.
It wasn't too hazy for me. I was 17 or something, but
I know.
For you, it probably was.
Sure.
If the Gardaí are listening, of course, Leo's memory is faulty. He was, of course. Leo was, of course, of age at the time when he supported
my band. Wasn't their fault.
And Fintan, have you had the pleasure of playing them?
Never, so it'll be a special one for me.
You are in for a treat, because it is a special venue. And of course, the Best of the Marine Sessions, the CD came out recently. Hopefully the Vestas will be on the Best of the Marine Sessions Volume 3, if Warren and Claire ever get that together. We had a lovely show with Claire Regan here on Sia White, looking at the Marine Sessions and celebrating some of the bands that have been there over the years. But have you actually been in the venue at all, Fintan?
Never know.
Okay, well, I'd say nothing, because I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise.
We passed it on the way in, and he pointed out
to you on the way in, alright, yeah.
Yeah, no, it just has a character and a vibe all of its own. But the gig, Leo, what time is it kicking off on Saturday night?
And it's kicking off kind of 9. Well, doors kind of 9-ish, and then take it as it comes. Yeah,
and it's, I believe, a fiver on the door to people.
Yeah,
and it's going to be
CDs on sale and stuff.
There has to be CDs on sale. I have the CD in my hand. It's called In My Head with the Vestas. A nice picture on the front. Is that the Roundy in Cork?
That's Roundy,
well spotted.
Our friend Shifra was just an attendee, and on her iPhone she took that photo, and I saw it the next morning on Instagram and said, that's a nice photo, girl. Send that on to us, please.
Yeah.
And then our friend Noel Curran did the back cover of, I think that's a scene in...
Still around Kerry somewhere.
In Kerry. It's just...
it's beautiful. It's nice two windswept trees who are converging on each other as if they're reaching out to each other, kind of on the side of an old track that's grown over with some hills nestling in the background. So beautiful artwork on the Vestas EP, which will be on sale in the Marine Bar in Yall on Saturday night. You're also doing a launch gig in Cork. Are you back in
for that too?
Yeah,
we're doing a launch on the 23rd. It's a Friday, so next...
It's in the Village Hall.
Next week in the Village Hall.
Oh, excuse me, the Village Hall, which is right on the quays there, isn't it?
Just quay there,
yeah. It's a coffee shop and bric-a-brac and a venue out the back.
Upstairs, we're playing upstairs, and yeah, that's a lovely venue.
Yeah.
And so if anyone's in Cork on Friday, they should try and make it.
Pop along.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Friday in Cork and Saturday in Yall.
Yeah, the Friday after.
The Friday after. Now I'm confused. Anyway,
Y'all gets priority.
All first. Y'all is the exclusive. Yeah.
The thing to remember is Saturday night here in Yall. The doors will be open about 9. You'll probably start about 10:15, 10:13, around that time.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, yeah.
And Fintan, the thing about the Marine is the gig never ends, so you might think you've an hour and a half on the set list, but like, forget about it. You're going to be there quite late.
We'll start all over again from the top.
How about another live tune in Studio One from the Vestas? And after that, we'll pick the winner of our competition for 2 tickets to see Jack O'Rourke in the Mall Arts Centre, at which Leo will be supporting and Fintan will not.
Fintan's not fighting.
How about another tune, lads? What's this one called?
We might do another one off the EP. This is one me and Fintan wrote. Is that what lovers do?
Is that what lovers do?
Yeah.
By the Vestas.
Not that we're lovers or anything.
Just to get that clear.
It's the question, not the answer, right?
Hey.
In your own time, lads. Thank you.
give me your ear. Come listen to my words. Please reconsider. Forget what you have learned. Forget what you have learned. In the morning, you save yourself for the night. The day is dawning. You send love and you know the price. Give me your hand. In this hotel room, make no demands. Is that what lovers do? 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 'Cause in the morning, you save yourself for the night. The day is dawning. You send love and you know the price. 'Cause in the morning, you count the calls you missed last night. Your conscience calling. You turn it on and off like a light. Turn it on and off like a light. Turn it on and off like a light. Is that what lovers do? 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 Is that what lovers do?
The Vestas, Is That What Lovers Do? A track from their current and first EP, In My Head, which will be launched in Yall on Saturday night. That was lovely, lads, and really enjoyed that. Beautiful yes. harmonies, lovely, nice vibe, nice build-up.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear that live with the full band as well. When you're playing live, does Jake play keys with you? Or
Jake plays keys and...
Kind of alternates, he plays a bit of bass too for
yeah,
some
Yeah, I
some
play
songs.
A bit of bass then... Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So you're passing the instruments around and you're varying the sound over the set.
Bit of passy.
Yeah.
And you're all able to sing, so you can change the I mean you started
this and stuff. Yeah. Jake does a few songs as well of his own, and he didn't get a chance to record or anything, but
yeah, well, he plays guitar on
plays guitar one. In a few. Yeah.
Well, I hope you get more chances to record because I'm really liking the vibe and I like the recorded track we played earlier from Clay Castle. So I wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks,
now we have been running a competition here on CRY for a chance to win two tickets to see Leo and not Vinton supporting Jack O'Rourke.
He's walking home.
it's Jack O'Rourke in the Mall Arts Centre here. It's the 9th of March, isn't it? The gig is the 9th of March. It will sell out. So Leo is going to select the winner of our competition from our database of entries. We have a system here where we have a randomised picker of the winner, and Leo, you are going to do the honours.
Well, it's a funny one that came up there. It might be like I can pick it again, but it might seem a bit of a fix. Will I click it again?
No.
That's what came up.
I'll confirm your aim when I'm here.
Producer
Independent. Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Linda O'Connell is in the room, and she is our adjudicator here. There are no fixes. There is absolutely no fix.
It's a completely not a random name picker. Leo's mum.
Don't you help.
Congratulations. Fix.
Even I think it's a fix.
There's absolutely no fix because this draw has been scrutinised by Linda O'Connell on behalf of CRY 104FM. Helen Milan, I'm delighted for you. I know you would have been at the gig anyway and you probably would have been up the front row. But Leo, your mother, Helen Milan, has won two tickets to see Jack O'Rourke at the Mall Arts Centre on the 9th of March. So congratulations to Helen for that. So there
well
you
done,
go.
Mum.
So, Leo, no extra pressure to perform. Listen, we've run out of time. Max Carey's going to come in after the break with the Golden Oldie Show. But I just want to thank the Vestas for coming in. Fintan,
thanks for having us.
Congratulations on getting to work with some y'all men here.
Congratulations, Fintan.
And listen, we wish you all the best with the gig in the Marine Bar on Saturday night and the subsequent gig in the Village Hall. Stay in touch because there will be more gigs, there will be more opportunities. Your sound is fantastic and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future. And next time, Jake, if you're listening... We want you here as well.
School, we said.